With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Former lawmaker says although President Trump has made it clear he is willing to bomb Iran over its nuclear program, he's making every effort to give diplomacy a solid chance.
Iran's at its most vulnerable. It's also very close to a nuclear weapon. It's a very important decision that needs to be made, and the president wants to explore the possibilities for peace.
The former Missouri GOP Senator Jim Talent says for the president, it would be a very difficult situation, but he should also take measures to hold more talks.
I think he also wants to make clear to the world that he's done that. And he probably wants to make clear to certain elements on both sides of the aisle that don't want us to do this, that he did everything possible to avoid it.
Well, this week ahead brings an update on the job market, and it may point to a slowdown in job creation. Here's Rich Thomason.
Two employment reports are due this week, one from the private sector, the other a government assessment. Payroll processor ADP releases its April update Wednesday, expected to show America's employers added 110,000 jobs this month, down from 155,000 in March. The Labor Department checks in on Friday. Non-farm payrolls grew by 228,000 jobs last month. The forecast is for the addition of 130,000 this month, with the unemployment rate holding at 4.2%. Rich Thomason, Washington.
In Vancouver, British Columbia, the death count stands at 11 after a motorist drove into a crowded street festival. More than 20 people have been hurt. Explosion and fire in southern Iran continues to grow. That blast now being blamed for the deaths of at least 40 people, and officials fear that number will continue to climb. More than 1,000 injuries have been reported. This is SRN News. A decision may be coming soon in the battle over assisted suicide in the United Kingdom.
Prime Minister Keir Starmer has been presented with a petition against the practice signed by more than 9,000 people. It was organized by the Society for the Protection of Unborn Children, Britain's leading pro-life organization. Parliament will take up a bill to legalize physician-assisted suicide next month, and pro-lifers warn that if it passes, it will lead to the victimization of the elderly and the disabled who might be prompted to take their own lives. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
80 years after the Holocaust, more than 200,000 Jewish survivors still living, but a new study finds 70% of them will be gone in the next 10 years. Survivors' median age, 87, and more than 1,400 are over the age of 100. Experts project within 15 years, 90% of survivors will pass away. This is SRN News. There were disappointments, surprises, and, of course, a lot of happy players and teams. But now that the NFL draft is over, who won? Well, experts say it could be a year, maybe two, perhaps several years before some picks can make a difference in an NFL team. But if you are keeping score at home, you no doubt have your opinions and ideas of who came out ahead of the draft. Well, now the Associated Press draft grades have just been announced. The teams who scored an A, the Raiders, Jaguars, and the Chiefs. Big tech stocks carried Wall Street to the close of a winning roller coaster week. S&P 500 was up 0.7% to add some to a big three-day rally. Spurts from NVIDIA and other influential tech stocks sent the NASDAQ composite up a market-leading 1.3%. More details at srnnews.com.